And welcome back to Wake Up Memphis here on the Mighty 990 107.9 FM. Hey, it's starting to actually feel like the season. Happy spring, by the way, everyone. What a welcome in. Such a great friend of the show. And obviously one of the hosts of our great weekend show, the Mid-South Gardening Show, Veda Vance, joining me in studio. Good morning, Veda. How are you?
I'm doing great because I've got spring fever.
Oh, my goodness. No. Right? I thought I was depressed. It was the breakup. No, I wasn't missing the X. I was missing the sun.
I think that's what it is.
It was seasonal depression.
Yeah.
And I'm already doing better.
Oh, it's wonderful. We've been using house plants, you know, indoor plants for our seasonal depression. But now it's time to just bust out and get ready.
You know, there is nothing better than spring. I get fall is beautiful. It makes you feel ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas. But my gosh, that first step outside and you can feel and smell the spring outside. Nothing like it.
No, it just wakens you up. You just can't help
it. And to match that, I was on a run in the downtown area yesterday, and you're starting to see the blossoms. Now, they've been blossoming, but I wanted to ask you, with the yo-yo effect of this weather, I mean, what, 3 days ago, it felt like Christmas time outside.
Right.
How are they doing?
Well, they're really doing good. Now, we did have some issues with that, you know, where it felt like winter a couple of days ago, and some of the blooms of things, they had a little damage, but on a whole, Memphis is like this already. So everything's pretty much following suit and doing its blooming as needed.
Where are the best places to go around town to see the beautiful cherry blossoms, the apple blossoms?
Man, you've got to go at the Botanic Gardens. They have a whole line of cherry trees that are blooming right now. They had a festival last weekend because the cherry trees are so amazing. But really, Midtown and East has got everything you want to look at.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. It's like a tapestry. And again, spring is my favorite season. So if I'm going overboard, Veda, stop me.
No, it's all good.
But yesterday on my run, it was like the white, are the white ones cherry blossoms or apple?
Cherry. We got cherry, yeah.
The pink ones.
And then They're cherry. Yeah.
So this is why I brought the expert in. And then, but the greens that are starting to bloom, all of it together, I was like, this is like a Thomas Kinkade painting.
Yeah.
I'm living in it.
Yeah, you don't realize how brown winter was until we start greening up.
Yeah. All right, speaking of greening up, it is about ready to start happening in your garden. You got to get ahead of those weeds. But first, you've got to clear the beds.
Right. And, you know, some people's probably been doing this a little bit already, but I notice we're behind because of the way the weather is and the huge amount of rain. But at least we're all getting out, like you said, cleaning our beds. But you can plant anything right now, trees and shrubs, but you just can't plant your summer annuals. But go out and clean and get ready. Start planting. Get your soil together. Start picking out your trees and shrubs because you can do all that right now.
Now, with all of the leaves that are left over from fall and then they're starting to decompose during the winter months, are those critical and essential to maybe mixing them into your soils?
Yeah.
Good nutrients?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Composted leaves are some of the best nutrients ever, but you don't want to mix big leaves into your bed because it takes nutrients out of the soil to break the big leaves down. You can rake all the big leaves and leave the little stuff. That's perfectly fine.
I read where to get your garden ready, you want to divide your perennials.
Yeah, and that's a funny thing. Perennials, you can divide them at different times of the year. Some are spring, some are fall, but in general, if you're going to divide now. Don't wait until we get closer to the summertime.
What about adding the fresh mulch around the perennials?
Yeah. It's funny. You know, we always say, oh, mulch solves everything because it hides issues. But if you're going to mulch, don't push it up around the bases of the perennials. Leave them room to get the sunshine and to go ahead and flush out.
Okay. Guys, this is such a wealth and treasure chest of knowledge. It's pretty remarkable. And if you guys aren't familiar with the show, I know a lot of you guys are, you can listen to the Mid-South Gardening Show every Saturday from 6 to 9. It's not just Veda. She has her friends there as well, and they're also experts. We're going to jump right back into this gardening list. So let's jump into, what about pruning trees and shrubs? Say you didn't get that done in the winter months. Is it time to, especially like the fruit trees?
Right. You know, you don't want to do a lot of pruning on anything that's getting ready to bloom. Because then you'll prune the blooms off. You don't want to prune hydrangeas, but this year it kind of doesn't make a difference because of the freeze. It's damaged the hydrangea blooms coming on. But just don't prune anything that's going to bloom this spring because you'll mess the blooms up. Otherwise, you can go ahead and start doing some light pruning on things.
I know you mentioned there are spring plants and then there are summer plants. When talking about the vegetables, are there different seasons, like cool season vegetables, right, like maybe the potatoes, that you can actually start looking at sooner rather mm-hmm. than later?
Yeah, you know, within the Mid-South area, because our weather's up and down, we almost have a full year-round gardening time. We're kind of like at the end of planting your cool weather vegetables and almost at the beginning of putting your tomatoes and peppers in the ground. But really, I wouldn't put my tomatoes in yet unless you want to do a lot of time keeping them covered from the weather that we're still going to have.
It's an exciting time. I know I texted my mom. I was like, Mom, you're going to want to listen to this because I have these fond memories of the mom going out, especially winter's over, spring is here, and going out and just starting to till mm-hmm. up the garden. And I didn't like that part because that meant a lot of work for me. And I can tell you right now, I was no fan of garden work. But for a lot of people, this is the time of the year where it all starts.
Yep. We start getting happy. Gardeners are happy all the time, but now they're giddy. And there's so many things going on in the gardening community. So just start, you know, checking it out. Check your local garden centers. Go local as much as you possibly can. They've got the knowledge and the local stuff.
And you actually work right there at one of the great local businesses in town providing those plants. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. Palladio is a great place. We have antiques, furniture, outdoor furniture, which we've got some good little deals on our outdoor furniture. We have fountains, statuary, indoor plants, outdoor plants. I mean, you can go shopping and get everything from inside your house to outside of your house.
Yeah. And I think, again, when this is local, you know, and there are places you can go, but some of the best advice, I'm not talking about the plants. I have no idea if you're getting a plant at Home Depot or at a local place. What you're not getting at Home Depot is the friendship on the other side,
this
the people at, say, Palladio that will actually walk you through and then follow up with you. Mm-hmm. How are the plants doing? And I know you guys do that and establish that rapport with your customers.
Oh yeah, we really love our customers, and we like to develop yards with them. We call them when new things come in, and that's something, you know. I work at Palladio, and I love it, but I still want everyone to know that you can get that at independent garden centers because I'm just about gardening, and I want us to succeed.
So for those people, maybe have a question I left off on my gardening checklist. They want to write in to you guys. I know you have a great community online of gardeners, those that want the expertise that you just shared. Where can they go find that?
That is on Jim Crowder, one of the co-hosts, does the Facebook page, Mid-South Gardening, USDA Zone 6, 7, and 8, I believe. But look that up, and that's where he's got a lot of followers, and it's all monitored and no cut and paste information, just true information.
All right, so write that down. Mid-South Gardening, USDA Zones 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Veda, thank you so much. Josh, are you a gardener?
I have some plants in my apartment. My fiance,
Ooh.
I'm still trying to get used to that. She's very much into plants. She has a ton of plants in her apartment. So whenever we get our own place, I'm sure we're going to have a lot. So I'll probably come to you for a lot of questions in the near future.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Huge on plants. And I'm starting to get into it too. It's really nice. It makes my apartment feel homey.
You know what I mean? You're going to be a floraholic.
I don't know about that one. We'll see.
A floraholic.
Yeah.
I've never heard that term before.
Yeah. Better than a lot of other holics. So
yeah, that's
I'll
one of the
it.
Good ones. All right. We're going to leave it there. Veda, thanks again for joining us in studio this morning.
Thank you.
Happy spring.
Thank you.